While the leaders of the world's most powerful industrial nations assemble in Evian, France, across the border in Switzerland, anti-globalization protesters are demonstrating against the meeting of the Group of Eight. NPR's Guy Raz joins us on a cell phone from the French-Swiss border. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Leanne.
What's the scene there like now?
Well, it's a collection of activists, left-wing activists, union workers, young activists, older activists, people who are holding aloft puppets, images of President Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair. There are several placards being waved and rainbow-colored flags that seem to represent the movement now. Probably about 50,000 people here at the Swiss-German, Swiss-French border. And they began demonstrating at about 9 a.m. this morning, local time.
Has there been any violence?
There has been a bit of violence. About 1,000 demonstrators are self-declared anarchists, smashed up a British Petroleum gas station. But the demonstration's been confined to remote parts of Switzerland and France. So there haven't been many opportunities to clash with police or to take part in any kind of major violence. So far, it's been relatively peaceful.
We can hear the noise behind you. What are the protesters saying? What do they want?
Well, it's a mixture of ideas. There are those who support the elimination of debt that third world countries owe to richer countries. There are those who oppose the G8 meeting in its entirety. They believe that it doesn't represent ordinary people. There are those who support ending the occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. So it's a real collection, a diverse mix of views. I wouldn't say there's one single view here, but those kinds of diverse views have come to characterize these kinds of demonstrations over the past several years now.
So why don't they demonstrate in Evian?
It's a good question. Evian is a completely closed military zone. And what the Swiss and French authorities have done, which is quite interesting, they've allowed the demonstrators to use a main motorway that leads from Switzerland to Mont Blanc in France. And they have completely taken over that highway. And it's quite far away from urban areas, and there's no police presence here either. So it's been quite an interesting event, a bit smaller than I think the organizers had hoped for, but nonetheless loud, and I think they certainly have gotten their message across.
And it appears to you that things are very organized. How long are the demonstrations expected to go on?
I think they'll go on for the course of the day. They might continue tomorrow because, of course, the G8 meeting continues through Tuesday morning. Many of these people are using this as an opportunity to get attention from the world's media, the international media that's come to Evian to cover the G8 summit, and they are largely successful at getting that attention.
I was going to ask you about this. Obviously, we're talking about it, but is there a large media presence there?
There is, actually. But not as large as probably in the past. These demonstrations really took off in 1998, here in Geneva, actually, when the World Trade Organization met, and they went on to Seattle and to Washington, D.C., and Prague and Geneva and other cities around the world. So I think many of the journalists and others are used to these demonstrations now, and in fact, what's interesting is that they are becoming slightly smaller the more they meet.
NPR's Guy Raz, he joined us from the French-Swiss border. Guy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.